In 1666, about the time that this picture was painted, Hendrik had died. And what does Rembrandt do? He paints her in the guise of Lucretia, a woman of Roman antiquity who was put in a very unfortunate situation, parallel to that of Hendrika, a Roman general, Tarquin, who told her if that she didn't sleep with him, he would tell everybody that she had. Lucretia, not wanting to have either end of that bargain, not wanting to ever be considered to be less than a woman of perfect virtue, chose instead to take her own life. Here we see her in that tragic moment. She's stabbed herself with the knife that we see, and the blood is saturating the beautiful gown that she wears. She's about to die. She's pulling a bell cord to ring for help, perhaps to tell her family to avenge the wrong that had been done to her. And in this painting, Rembrandt is avenging the wrong that had been done to Hendrika by painting her as a woman of virtue. In fact, he paints her in the style of Titian, the artist that he admired so much from the Italian Renaissance. This painting is very quickly painted. It may have even been painted in a single day. Much of it is painted with a palette knife, with the paint slathered on. Rembrandt is painting his heart out. He's painting her in the style of the great Renaissance master, paying great tribute to her. And so he honors her here as Lucretia, a woman who was ill-treated by powerful forces and put in an untenable position, whose life was destroyed by people who should have been upholding honor but instead abused their authority. And in that sense, Rembrandt avenged his beloved in this deeply, deeply moving image.